A federal judge has signed off on Enron's reorganization plan. That clears the way for the failed energy giant to emerge from bankruptcy later this year and begin paying off the $63 billion it owes to creditors. From Houston, Ed Mayberry of member station KUHF has more.
Enron's many creditors will receive 18 to 20 cents on the dollar after the company completes the sale of two of its biggest remaining assets, Pacific General Electric and Cross Country Energy. John Olson with Houston energy consultant Sanders Morris Harris says very few employees remain.
The employee base here in Houston has gone from about 7,000 people to approximately 350, and those people are there simply to wrap up any remaining contracts that Enron would have.
Enron went bankrupt in late 2001 when investors discovered the company had been hiding billions of dollars in debt from the books. Thousands of workers lost their jobs, and millions of shareholders saw their stock become worthless. Before the downfall, Enron had been one of Houston's largest employers. A second tower had been under construction at its downtown headquarters to accommodate Enron's trading activities.
I'm not sure that they ever made any real money out of it because of their very aggressive accounting system. But they built out two trading floors, in fact, in the new building, which had space-age technology in it. There was nothing else like it in the industry.
That building is still on the market. Chevron Texaco has bought the original Enron Tower. The remaining employees now occupy a couple of floors in another downtown office building, and Olson says they know their days are numbered.
These people probably will be absorbed elsewhere in Houston with not too much difficulty, in my opinion. Keep in mind that Houston's economy is now so dynamic because of exploration and production and refining. They need good people.
The massive bankruptcy generated more than $600 million in fees for lawyers, accountants, and examiners. Rhett Campbell is head of the bankruptcy section of Thompson & Knight, which represents a large group of Enron creditors. He's been intimately involved in helping forge the complicated plan approved by the judge.
I've forgotten now the exact number, but there are over 4,000 Enron companies, partnerships, and entities. If you tried to do an organization chart of all of the subsidiaries and related companies of Enron, print would have to be so small that you would have you couldn't even read it, without a microscope.
By the end of the year, the name Enron will likely disappear. But at one time, Enron was the gold standard for energy trading. It pioneered the concept of online electricity and gas trading.
When it came to those kinds of trades, they were the bank. And when you were trading, when you wanted to go to the bank and make a deposit or make a withdrawal, you went to Enron. I mean, they dominated. They created the market, they invented the market, and they dominated the market.
Dozens of people have been charged in an ongoing federal probe, including founder and former chairman Kenneth Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling. Both have pleaded not guilty. Former finance chief Andrew Fastow has pleaded guilty and is a cooperating witness. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.